My name is Darren. Our team seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of international tax. The first one is moving to the U.S. As you are no doubt aware, the U.S. has quite a complex immigration system. And as we're in a sort of political season right now, you're probably aware from the media that it is a source of contention between the various political parties that are out there. Generally speaking, there are over 140 visa categories in terms of the U.S. The easiest one is, of course, if it is that you have a relative in the U.S. and that relative can sponsor you, which is kind of similar to the family reunion visa that Portugal and other European nations have. That's probably going to be the easiest way in. Otherwise, you're looking at a business visa. There are the L visas and there are the E visas. So the L visas, like an intercompany transfer, which is quite popular. So we work with clients who have done and who are doing the L visa. They're also the E visas. Unfortunately, there's a special visa called the E2 treaty visa that Spain and some other European countries have. But for whatever reason, Portugal doesn't have access to it. From the E visa category, I think quite a popular option would be the EB5, which you can term the golden visa, because that's a term that is quite popular in Portugal and Spain, obviously. So essentially, the EB5 visa allows you to make an investment. It used to be 500,000, I think, but now it's moved up to at least 800,000, but more commonly a million. And there's special economic zones that have been identified in the U.S. for investment. So you make your investment in one of those approved zones, perhaps in an approved project. And the project is supposed to lead to a certain level of employment of locals. And as a result, you and your family get green cards, i.e. to become lawful permanent residents of the U.S. So that's the golden visa option. As I mentioned, the other option, the L visa, for those of you who run your own businesses, it may be an avenue that you want to consider if you set up a subsidiary or an affiliated company or you expand your business to the U.S., then the L visa would allow you to move key employees, including yourself. The L visa, however, unlike the EB5, is not an immigrant visa. It's a work permit. So it has to be renewed every so often. But there are options working with an immigration attorney to transfer or to convert or to apply for an immigrant visa. Again, I make no claims. I'm not an immigration attorney. I do work with immigration attorneys. And if anybody wants to follow up on this particular space, please feel free to reach out separately and I'll introduce you to the immigration attorneys that we work with and you can have that conversation.